Three Talk with EJ, Ahmed and Mahmed.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Air Talk, Three Talk on Radio Islam International. In the studio with me, my colleague and co-hosts, Maulana Muhammad Baam and Maulana Ahmed Waja. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brothers.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So you know they say time flies when you're having fun. We can say time flies when you're having ads. We haven't yet started the show and we're 13 minutes in. But lots to come up in the program, inshallah. Today on Moody Monday, we're asking you, what are items that people call incorrectly that troubles you? You know, for example, at work, my colleague Riyad gets mad when out of Ramadan, if I say like pasta ilovo. He's like, what's ilovo? I'm like, golden syrup. It's golden syrup. It's not ilovo. But I've been calling it ilovo from when I was, as long as I can remember, when it was ilovo was in the tin that you had to take the butter knife and lift it. Remember?
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
What's javel?
Javel?
Yeah.
Javel.
Nope. Javel.
Okay, we're gonna ask a question to the people, right? What is javel?
Okay.
Let's see if we get that answer, right? Because I was in a conversation with someone and they told me, yeah, you know, when we were younger, then they always used to tell us, okay, let's go get the javel and everything. And I was like, totally lost. What you talking about? And later when they told me what it was, I was, why didn't you just say that? Okay, now, the older people, they used to call it javel. We call it something very different. Let's see if we get that answer.
Oh, it's flying in now. All right, so that was a good question to ask, Bob. Because now, everyone is
that
would have been an easy 500 voucher if someone had to just send this through on. But it's not our interactive question. It's just a by the way question. But, Bob, the WhatsApps are going mad, yeah. A reminder, you want to win that 500 and voucher, you can do so by simply creating a Beyond Chat profile. It takes you a minute to do so. And then you can follow Radio Islam, then Three Talks, send your message through. And don't forget to follow Radio Islam. We really need you to do that. We want to get Radio Islam to be the most followed brand on the Beyond Chat platform. And of course, you can win 500 and voucher for 4 alims daily just by you competing and maybe winning. The winner gets to choose 4 random numbers and they are able to. Those numbers correlate and correspond to a list with names of alims next to it. So get them in. It's so simple and easy. You want to win that 500. The WhatsApps are awesome. We're getting gazillions here coming through. But use our Beyond Chat platform and win yourself a prize and get used to using it. Because in future, like if they're having outside broadcasts, this makes it so much simpler for presenters to be able to. They don't have to carry this tablet wherever they go. They can just log into the Beyond Chat and see all the interactions from the listeners. So it's a cool thing for the future, inshallah. Okay, so the answer, Bam, everyone is saying it's bleach or chick.
Yeah.
Everyone is like...
So I never knew it was chick. Like how we never knew.
I'm learning something today. Yeah.
The older people used to call chick javel.
But why? Was it a certain brand?
I think there was a brand called javel bleach. And everyone just knew it as javel instead of chick and or bleach.
We've learned something today.
I never knew that at all.
Yeah. So,
I never heard of that word javel.
Javel, Danny? Javadini.
Yeah. Farzana Sabji sending a message here on the Beyond chat line. Lasers for laces, subscription for prescription. Yeah, I know that older people make that mistake. Just take my subscription to the hospital and bring my medicine. They subscribe for medicine. Coriander for Dania, I think that's a very common one.
Coriander for Dania. That's
coriander
fancy
for Dania.
So Dania is a...
Yeah, is coriander not Dania in...
Remember Grandpa Chacha had the shop, the coriander meander.
Yeah.
To sell Dania, but
maybe someone can tell us, is coriander Dania or is coriander very different from Dania?
No, it is. No, is it?
Isn't coriander Dania?
Yeah.
Let's see. Another one that comes here, when people mention flukies and cookies instead of markers.
Oh, that's from our days. Flukies and cookies.
Yeah,
that's definitely from our time.
Yeah, well, that's okay. Stationery, yeah.
Flukies and cookies. And there was another one that came in earlier. I'll just tell you now. When people say that the lights are gone, instead of it, them saying load shedding or the electricity is out, the lights are gone.
The lights are gone. I say, I do it on purpose. Like at work, Ismail always is like, no, the electricity is gone. I'm like, you know, are the lights back? No, electricity is not back.
Yeah, it is Ismail. It's sending a message. I think it's...
Ah, yeah, easy.
It's for you.
Okay, sure. Cilantro. Someone's saying cilantro.
That's Tanya, cilantro. I think cilantro is probably used... It's more on...
Coriander is the English word for Daniel. Yeah. Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Cilantro is the Spanish.
Spanish,
aunties use it when they want Tanya.
Okay, this is salams for me. It's cheese fluid when they call it sheep dip.
Sheep dip? What's going on today?
Sheep dip.
Sheep dip. Wow.
Yeah, so Tanya in coriander is the same thing.
Looks like.
Yeah, Tanya's the...
Yes, it is. Yeah, okay, that's a name, right? But cilantro, also someone saying. So, I don't know.
Pasta cilantro.
Coriander is English and Tanya is in the Indian language. Yep, we figured that part out. We're trying to figure out where did it come from. Where did it go?
Wait. The other one. What's the other word you use now? Cilantro.
Cilantro. Put the big light on when they are referring to the bright light. The big light. Put it slow. Put it slow.
Put it slow.
Stock sweet for lollipop. Listener, you're saying stock sweet for lollipop.
But we need a stock sweet.
Yeah, that was our days times. Inkomazi for sour milk.
Yeah.
Well, everyone, everything is known as Inkomazi. Whether it's Inkomazi itself, is it Amasi or whatever brand it is.
Yeah.
Buy that Inkomazi.
Yeah.
Another common one, Colgate for toothpaste.
Yes.
Yeah, that's Master Colgate and Post Toasties for cornflakes.
That one I heard here last time when you said that the topic yesterday.
Yeah.
And my wife told me, the old people use Post Toasties.
Post Toasties. Someone saying Tupperware for all plastic containers. That's the Tupperware. Which one? The ice cream?
No, there's not a Tupperware.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
They say salams, they call Aish. Oh yeah, this is funny. You know, when you're small, the babu Jan Spanner. Bobby Jan Spanner. It's actually the Bob Jones Spanner.
Yeah, Bob Jones.
Aisha Doc in Botswana. Bringing that one through.
But till today, people say Bobby Jan Spanner.
Yeah, you see, that's the perfect example of Chinese whispers.
Yeah.
Think about it. It like went over time and it just changed to
Bobayans.
So we're saying Nestle cream instead of Nestle cream instead of Nestle.
Yeah. But I don't know, that one is a very contested one because everyone say Nestle cream. It is Nestle. It's their brand. But Nestle cream.
This is Marf, I missed the first few minutes. Don't know if this was mentioned, but when people call any type of chewing gum chappies.
Definitely.
Like, what chappies you got? I got stomach room. Yeah, I guess you know what, how it's all of this, like, Ilovo, that's how I came up with the topic. Like, so whatever brand it was that you used a lot and was probably the most marketed or, you know, the most popular brand, that's how it ended up being that way. Like, you know, the Ilovo example, the what the listener said now, the Nestle one, the Chappies one especially, you know.
Yeah, so I get that, Ijaz, like how you're saying, you know, Chappies, no matter what, no matter which make, which brand you're eating, it's still called Chappies and stuff like that. But the thing that I think, you know, just gets to some people is where the names come from, like Ma Bam just said now, you know, the cornflakes, Post Toasties.
Yeah.
Where did you come up with a word like Post Toasties?
No, apparently that's how the packaging used to say it or something like that. Before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like the first early name, or it used to come in a tin or something, like someone will give us history. Yeah.
Robots for traffic lights.
Yeah.
Robots. Yeah, first robot, second robot, third robot.
And then and then together with that is Garage.
Filling station.
Yes.
For shell garage.
That's why they are bread for glue. Yeah, see, it's all on similar lines. Mm. You know, it's the most popular brand. Just they consume that and use that as a name. Glasses for spectacles, listeners. Yeah. Glasses for spectacles. But everyone uses glasses, mostly.
So Tasmia says, Assalamu alaikum, smaller for younger and bigger for older. Is this your bigger brother? When I was smaller, etc.
Yeah, that can get under your skin. Pacer for clutch pencil and checkers for packets. What's the checkers here? Yeah, lots of people have used that. This is runs for a bowl. They say bring the dish.
Yeah. And for any margarine, bring the rama.
Box milk, and they say carton milk.
Okay, you just said bowl. Bowl, that right for dish.
Yeah.
But when people confuse the bowl and bowl, yeah.
That's...
yeah, maybe the bowls are moving the inside.
They said instead of lend me, they say borrow me. Yeah, that can trouble you, yeah.
Pass the chips. It's called crisp.
Crisp. Ah, you know, it's called crisps.
Yes, it's called crisps.
But say it properly. Did you eat? This one's saying, ring a ring a rosy. It's actually ring around the rose tree.
Mm.
And Post is an American brand, and the cereal was called Toasties. So before, and I'm guessing, so this is before Kellogg's. Because the Post is an American brand, and the cereal was called Toasties, says the listener here.
And we got some people, they say, pass the five roses instead of saying pass the tea bags.
Ah, yeah. See? So it's all on those similar lines.
Mamacha, you remember the five roses story in school?
Our
maths teacher. Mr. Easy Moment used to always come.
Yeah. But he's to come with this tea to class.
My wife and five roses makes better tea than...
The Edward itself. So listeners saying, Jazz Ilovo can be golden syrup or maple syrup. True. And we have made that crossover to maple syrup. We alternate. So there's like three versions of golden syrup, right? You get your normal standard golden syrup. You get, there's another one that's, I think it's a caramel one or something. And there's a maple syrup. Yeah. So alternate between them every month. They get a throne. So you don't get tired of your Ilovo.
Yeah. That's one coming. Korwar for sour milk. Or there is, is this something like a Gujarati thing?
Seems.
Korwar.
I never heard it before.
No idea.
Listen, saying it's checkers, not checkers.
Checkers, pass you the checkers. You want that checkers? You pay 20 cents extra.
All the Post Toasties people are coming, so it's like.
So I guess those are the guys that had Post Toasties this morning.
Post of the brand. Okay, so now there's a lot of listeners that are explaining to us about the Post being the brand and all of this. So they're saying Kellogg's is a South African brand. You still get the American brand Post.
Okay.
Yeah. The other one, my husband's friend says he's going to bath instead of shower.
Yeah. This is, it's actually a trunk, but some call it a boot. Well, actually, I saw this whole thing happening on social media where an American and a British guy were debating stuff. Like, and this was one of them.
Bath and shower.
Bath and shower, I think, and this one, yeah, this trunk and a boot. So,
trunk and boot.
Yeah, we follow a lot of the British side of things, you know, so we also say a boot.
Right? He's eating porridge, not cereal.
Porridge.
What's the difference?
What's the difference?
Normally, cereal is the one that you just, like the Post Toasties, you know, you just take the Post Toasties and you throw the Post Toasties into the bowl. And
porridge is like an effort to make it.
Porridge
like jungle oats,
where you cook it on the stove.
Right.
Okay. Wow, never knew that. I thought it was the same thing.
Yeah,
that's normally the difference between the two. Porridge has to be cooked and seared.
Eat your porridge.
Yeah, when you hear the word porridge, you think of like Goldilocks and all of those.
Yeah, it's to go on a stool.
Yeah. It's too hot.
Cereal, just throw the milk in.
This says, Assalamu alaikum, is the food spicy or is it strong? Yeah, the younger generation now, they like to say
no,
spicy.
No, they say this food is hot and you must.
Yeah, we used to say
it's hot. Now you must explain which hot you're meaning, because it could be the hot as, you know, it's burning your mouth, or it's hot because of the temperature being hot.
Yeah, it's ambiguous indeed. This is bring the Coke for all the cold drinks.
Yes, all, and it doesn't matter what make, everything was known as Coke.
Yeah, true. This is, they will listen to the picture. see if it's a book. Oh, who remembers this? Crisp. Oh, yeah, yeah. Crisps. Yeah, we were just talking about that earlier, about the crisps. I know it makes drives people mad when you say crisps. I do it just on purpose. Just to make them get a bit mad. It says pup for mealy meal. Pup for mealy meal is another one.
Mm. Okay, that's common.
And saying not bath, you must say I'm going to bath.
Bath.
Like Bath Simpson.
Going to bath.
Going to bath. We need to go to, not yet, actually. We can still talk some more.
Yeah.
Tell me something. I want to know from the
Jazz,
lessons.
What does now-now mean?
Now-now.
I'm coming now-now.
Now-now is like later.
It depends who you're talking to. Could be 5 minutes, could be 2 hours.
Yeah. Because not now-now. It's like now-now. That's how you say it.
For some determines, never.
Yeah, how you say it determines when and when it's going to happen.
It's like the around the corner story. Mm-hmm. You know, it's ambiguous around which corner.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll be there in 5 minutes. 5 minutes my watch time, not normal 5 minutes time.
15 minutes, boss. 15. If you've just tuned in, you tune in to 3 Talk on Radio Islam. Yeah, there's another one. Tune.
Tune.
You tuned into. We're tuning, but you tuned. T-U. Yeah. So, if you just tuned in, it's Moody Monday. What are items that people call incorrectly that troubles you? Then the first example we used was Ilovo for golden syrup, and that got the ball rolling. And the messages continue to fly in on the WhatsApp. And, of course, you can win your 500 in voucher, courtesy of Beyond Chat, Radio Islam, and Dawood's Megastore, where you can get that 500 voucher and use and get it for 4 alims in Indonesia as well. So you win and they win. So easy and so cool. What an initiative. All you have to do is create, download Beyond Chat on your Play Store, App Store, Huawei App Gallery, create your profile, so, search directory, follow Radio Islam, chat departments, 3 Talk, and that's all. And you're set to go.
So before you go for the break, I just want you to read the time out proper.
11:30 a.m.
No, half past.
Oh, half past 11.
Yeah, not half past.
Yeah, half. It's one word.
Half past.
Like, half past.
Like I always say, quarter past.
Quarter past. Must say, but the proper, that you mean quarter past. Like a mara and a far. All right, we're going for the air break and we'll be back after this break, inshallah.
What could you say? Where could you go? If time stops, you are standing alone. There'll be a light of space you've never seen before. I'm trying to tell you what you already know. Have you ever been this bad and pray as you cry? When did you apologize or ask him to go? It's time to show all the deeds that you've done. The horn has been blown. Yeah. Rabbana Atina Fitunia.
3 mics, 3 presenters, 1 topic. This is 3 Talk on Radio Islam International.
Yes, indeed, you're tuned in to 3 Talk on Radio Islam International. The messages continue to fly in here in all the different platforms. Zinat Aturan is saying, Salams, I don't really get annoyed when people say it like this because I'm one of those people. You know, saying the things wrong. Says, please buy for me a Coke when we're not boycotting. The purple one. Or I call all cream Nestle cream.
Yeah.
That one has come through a lot in terms of Nestle, Coke, all of those things. And there's so many messages here. I have to go scroll right down.
While you're scrolling,
yeah,
let me read this one here.
Yeah, okay.
Asya saying, very annoying when some family members mention tarkari for every gravy meal. Sometimes it's exclusive, like poti masala or char kos or nyari. People just say tarkari.
Yeah. So one, a blanket thing, so just covers everything. Right, there were so many of them. This one says, learned from my granny about key chase fluid earlier on. Yeah, that's what messed up the line here, of finding stuff. Because everyone's last line says bleach, but then they have two interactions earlier on, so now we have to surf through. Thanks, Pam. So now we have to surf through here and check what they're all talking about. They're saying, Maaf, I missed. Oh, that one came earlier through. This is Brit for Glue. Yes, we saw that one. Salaam alaikum. Hope you're well. When people call avocado pe, half a quarter pe. Is that a thing? Half a quarter pe. Another thing besides, I haven't heard
that. I also never heard that one.
Right, and another thing besides the words that they use is the way they say it, like pillow.
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 Bring the pillow.
Pillowy.
Yeah, and speaking on that, you know, because like every blanket is being called a kodru.
Kodru. Bring the kodru.
Bring it. They're saying, how's
you know, kodru is the heavy one.
Yeah.
Those heavy.
Heavy
ones.
Duty.
In winter, you stand there, ne?
Can
you don't wake up again.
Push up. So can try and push it up. It doesn't go up. Here's an interesting one, guys. It says, how's everyone doing? I need to buy underarm.
Mm.
Instead of saying roll on, I need to buy underarm.
Give them ether.
There's a burn.
It's like, you know, that ether when guys, you just clean your mush and tell them, just try this. Just put it, yes. It makes it very nice. And you check after that, okay, it burns. Yeah.
There's something in the tail. Bring the mineral.
Bring the mineral.
For cold.
Mm.
Yeah.
I thought mineral was water.
It should be. Mineral water.
Table is glass.
Yeah.
Mineral is water.
The other word for mineral is washdowns. Just to clarify the ordination of ring around the roses. The rosy or roses is in the rhyme can be interpreted as a euphemism for plague fever rashes. The pocket full of posies may be directly linked to the flowers used to cover the stench of the disease. Ashes is thought to represent the cremation of bodies. We all fall down. Could be a physical and verbal indication of death. So someone took the time to explain to us ring-a-ring-a roses when I think everyone will still see that, you know, pocket full of posies. Yep.
What is it initially? You said you rent something out before. What's it actually supposed to be?
Around a rose tree or something.
Oh, ring around a rose tree.
Around the rose tree. That's what I'm saying. It's samusa, not samusa. And it's burfi, not barfi.
Yeah, well, the burfi and all that, we know it's, but you get some people, you know, that, like how they say, B-A-R makes pa. Pa-fi.
How are you doing, pa? When people say mother-in-law instead of monster.
That's a bad one. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. It's a mother-in-law normally, no?
Mother-in-law. Just on the light, off the light, switch on the light, switch the light off. We say, I'll throw you with this ball. Instead of, I'll throw this ball at you.
Yeah, throw you with the ball.
Yeah.
Pick you up.
Strong. This is tomato sauce.
Well, tomato sauce is, tomato sauce is the Afrikaans word.
Donkey.
Yeah, but on tomato sauce, many people is, pass me the ongol.
Yeah.
No matter which brand it is, pass me the ongol.
Another one. Right? This one says, when people say, hey, a minute.
Decipher it first.
Just now we say the wrong thing. Kali Kali.
Kali Kali means that...
Not real. It's Kali Kali. This says when people say borrow me instead of please lend me. This one's saying just tune in now. Did you get... Ah, no, we haven't got this one. Ax instead of... Yeah, I'm axing it. But that's...
It's a Durban thing.
Yeah.
It's a different accent, you know.
Yeah.
Desk and Dex.
All right. This is my pet hate is on the lighting, on the stove.
Yeah. Okay.
Listener, another one saying, bring the cream for bring the lotion. Bring the cream.
But it's written on the thing, cream.
You sure? And people say moosh for moustache and soup for curry with gravy.
It is a bit of a soup.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you say, okay, I don't want the meat, I want the soup only. Okay, it's gravy, but.
Gravy. Yeah. It's a technical one for you, man. Mm. So, but we'll give you the mooch one for moustache. He says, Salams, please. Some people say, buy the shop bread.
The shop bread is not a name brand bread. It's the...
The bakery bread.
The bakery bread.
Okay. Right? This is
But that... Okay, again, on bread. So, get some Albany. Whatever bread it is.
Yeah.
But nowadays, when you say bring Albany, you say, you sure you want the Albany? You want a cheap one.
Assalamu alaikum. For every bug spray, people say doom, even if it isn't doom. Yeah.
That's true.
So we notice a pattern here that whatever is the most popular common brand, that will be adopted.
Is it a common brand? It was the first brand it was there, maybe.
Now that's another question, eh? Was it the first one or was it the most common? Yeah.
No, first one probably is the most common.
Someone will tell us, I know. And someone says, boil the kettle instead of boil the water.
Yeah, boil the kettle. I think we are very on that one. We'll say, boil the kettle.
Yeah, but then the same way they'll say, stir the pot.
Yeah.
Stir the pot.
And the youngsters of today, they take everything...
Stir the pot can have a different meaning.
Yeah.
Anything about the youngsters?
The youngsters of today...
Literal meanings.
Yeah, they'll, if you say...
Stir the pot.
Like, boil the kettle, then they'll...
Take the kettle in.
Aye.
It's like the story of that lady.
Yeah.
So she had a bag of potatoes. So she told her husband, peel half the potatoes. So when she came back, every potato was peeled halfway only.
Yeah, you must be clear and concise in your instruction. Especially with guys.
Yeah. Especially with Ramzan.
It's that also. It's not
she
mine.
The whole bag.
Everybody was
peeled off.
Can you imagine that guy must have got a shouting of note?
Forget that. How much potatoes he must have eaten. That's where the potatoes almost came about. So many potatoes.
What do we do? Another lesson saying, it's not mine's, it's mine. Right? English teachers taught us there's no word like mine's. There is a word like mine's. Solomon's Mines. So there
like
you
sheeps. The one ship, many sheep.
So my kids, listeners saying, so my kids grew up in Dubai, right? So they find it weird when we say robot because they like their mommy, it's traffic lights, and we fill petrol at the garage. They say we fill fuel at the gas station. There's so many things we just sit and laugh. And the post history of the post brand coming, hey, people love that post brand story, eh? The post brand. Yeah, it was, if I tell you what flavor the chip, the Post brand has. They have a Chips Ahoy cereal. Yeah. Okay. Enough of that. Let me switch.
Yeah. The other one. Eye drops. It's not eye drops. It's called Hygiene.
Isn't Hygiene a brand?
Hygiene is a brand.
It's Hygiene, not the brand.
It's the opposite. Dear listener. Someone's saying, why do people from Durb say ask instead of ask? Do they teach it to them in school like that? I don't know.
We should ask one of our... ask our presenters there. Okay, the other one goes instead of meat, but younger generation don't understand these words. It's a Gujarati word. Ghost. Bring the ghost. Bring the meat.
But you know, many people distinguish like in meat. When they speak about what you call mutton, beef, they refer to that as
no.
And chicken, they say this. You can't call this.
So when we're a small child, everything is called chicken.
Yeah.
All meat are chicken.
It's chicken. That's because again, that's the most common one that you eat.
Yeah. Listener from Durban saying, Assalamu alaikum, speed humps. Instead of calling them
speed humps, you call it speed
traffic
bumps.
Calming. Wait, what?
We call it speed bumps.
I've never heard anyone call it traffic calming.
Speed breakers, yeah.
You call them car breakers sometimes.
Yeah, but traffic calming, have you ever heard anyone call it?
Traffic calming is traffic stopping.
Yeah, we know about a car breakers, you know, those fuel that were so high, like, you know. When you go over them, you need to check your shocks again.
Carlton instead of kitchen paper.
Okay. I know Carlton is a brand.
Oh, they sent it also on from the WhatsApp. Well done, dear listener. Well done. So they first sent it on the WhatsApp, and then they transferred it to Beyond Chat. But I read most of it already.
Assalamualaikum. When people say mother-in-law and father-in-law instead of mother-in-law and father-in-law, I think it's just, you know, when you say it so fast, it's...
Does this trouble you, this listener saying, my daughter-in-law says Mali for mother-in-law? I told her then she becomes Dali. that's okay.
So the typical lens thing, to go to all the sweet shops,
yeah,
we go in DBs.
Yeah, we go in DBs.
We go in Kings and Peps.
So the listener who said that the daughter-in-law calls her Mali, and so she said she's Dali, and then so her husband, and her husband, a sister-in-law becomes Sally.
Okay. Gravy soakers for up-to-date potatoes.
Granny soakers.
Gravy soakers.
Gravy soakers. Okay.
Okay. Those gravy soakers, Waja, they actually make the curry lacquer after, like, you know, a day or so, because you know that gravy is soaked in the potato.
You know, earlier on, someone was talking about ringer. Lots of people went to ring. How did we end up with ringer, Rojigo? Oh, saying it wrong, right? Yeah, on our topic. So one listener said, yes, I'll just say it, you know, Grumpy's voice, because it'll be funnier that way. Ringer, ringer, Rosie, what the petrol, what the price of petrol, we all stay at our posy. Ringer, ringer, Rosie, what the price of petrol, we all stay at our posy. I think that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Okay, so the new craze with kids nowadays makes everything, makes me want to smack them. Okay, Nix Mapa. Or worse yet, Dubs.
So oh, Dubs. Yeah, got Dubs.
Yeah. Apparently means that no one else can have it.
Yeah. No mangas. Money. Nowadays, there's no mangas. Yeah,
everyone no mangas.
Mixers and no mangas. They got Dubs because they watch Netflix, man. This is, no one ever calls the recipe book the treasury of Indian delights. We call it purple Indian delight.
The purple one and the red one.
Okay.
The red one was is the first one, the thicker one.
Why do I remember like the orange and black?
Yeah, oranges. No, the color is like oranges, reddish.
Depends when you saw it. That time it was that color. Now it's faded so much, it's a tint color probably just.
Yeah. Hint, hint. Please take it out, dust it, use it.
Bam, you were talking about arcs. There, a listener sent the actual. The S and the K being interchanged in arcs and ask is an instance of what linguists call metathesis, a process which is very common. For example, wasp used to pronounce waps, but the former has now become the go-to word. All right, so what they're saying is that arcs, believe it or not, instead of it's actually considered proper English in certain parts of the UK, isn't it? Don't ask me why. But yeah. It actually...
Sure.
This is when people say sent instead of send. Like, I'll send it to you. It sounds like they're sending your utter to you. I'll send it to you. Right?
Most of you sense also.
Yeah? So this listener used to listen to the Radio Slam quite loud. So she's saying, whilst listening to Radio Slam, my marhum Nani would tell us, make the radio slow. Instead of lower the volume. Yeah.
And espresso instead of espresso.
Espresso is a show. This is older gen call it beta bread. Android generation call it French toast.
We know it is egg bread.
Egg bread. Right? Bajar is a shop or bazaar. My granny used to say bajar. Niroti instead of bajar niroti instead of bread. Okay. This is robot people. Some people say robo. Some people in the KZN, for sure. This is when they say mul and ful for mother-in-law and father-in-law.
I guess that's abbreviations. You know, you don't want to say the whole thing. Running short of time.
Speaking of running short of time, we still had someone to send a question. Oh, Zubair is consistent with his questions to Grumpy, so we'll use his question also. Later on, I think. Do we have one more ad? Two more.
Just.
Oh, one more. Shukra. One more. So, do we leave that to the end?
Yeah.
Like, okay, we'll do that then, right? So, this is when people say on the lights and off the lights instead of switch on. Yeah, we had that one. And another one is Q-tips instead of cotton buds or earbuds. Q-tips. Yeah. Bambino petrol station, gas station, that has come through. There's a voice note. I'm scared to press play here. Oh, this one. Listener gets upset when people say, usually old people say, you did pick up your shoes.
You did pick it up.
Instead of, did you pick up your shoes? You did pick up your shoes.
And like, how do you answer that?
And our answer is always no, because you get, never pick up the shoes, man. Naughty. Right, so let's see. There's so much more here. Let me just try and get to the ones, all the bleach ones that Bam brought for us. Let me see here. Javo. Okay, no. I think on this side of the fence, all the messages have been completed. If you still have any, share with us. Things that people pronounce incorrectly or call it a certain thing and it just, you know, grates you, troubles you when you hear it. Yeah, you got a few minutes to share with us. This says, when my small daughter, when they say my small daughter instead of my youngest daughter, she remains the small daughter even after she has grown up. Yeah, there we go. All right, then what else? There was something we were saying in the ad break, Waja. I can't remember now. We were talking about something in the ad break, but yeah. Okay, while we wait for that, let me just see. Let's go for the grumpy advices. I don't know, Zubair's question. I'm going to read it now. I'm going to have to think on the spur of the moment. Just getting the engineer's attention. Grumpy advices.
Lessons with Grumpy Cha-Cha.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Al-Bam, you there?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Grumpy Cha-Cha, we are here. The question that has come in, what do you say about all these lighties who play pedal and astro all night but sit on the chair in Salah? Old 20-year-old lighty on chair next to young Grumpy who's 80. Grumpy stands 20 rakats. Lighties can't stand one rakat also.
You see, they don't know the trick of the trade. You must drink one cap full of olive oil every night. And then your knees won't creak. Your knees will be in top shape all the time, you know. Hey, these ones that play the whole night and pedal. You know, back in the day, the guys used to play soccer and cricket, you know, from after the Tarawih till just before Seri ends. You know, and with that time, we thought they were men. You know, the people used to think when we used to do that, that we were men. So this is just a new, you know, this new generation of mad. If you can have so much energy to be able to play from after Tarawih till Seri time, hey, I'd like to know what you having for iftar, eh? I'd like to know what you having to get through that long session, really now playing your Americano and all of these stories, Mexicano, and I don't know, hey, no way to get all these coffee names for their long sessions that they play pedal. You know, I was just thinking about it, Bam. If you look at our pedal record, what did it remind you of?
Was it soft? What was it called? Softball or something?
That thing you buy by Pick and Pay and ShopRite and all that.
Yeah,
it come in a plastic packet, you know, the old that record.
Same one in.
It costs you about 50 rand. Go see the price of a pedal record. You'll fall on your toppy, Bam. You'll fall on your toppy, I'm telling you. But yeah, people find all ways to, you know, I don't know, keep fit and what, you know. I see a lot of people who didn't play any sport growing up. No cricket, soccer, tennis, table tennis, golf, nothing. Now they've taken on pedal. You see them with the headbands, like, you know. Like the McEnroe and I don't know who's the pedal people now. Toledo, this guy Toledo, he do all the trick shots there on the pedal. Yeah, they, you know, I don't know what to say. If they want to keep themselves fit, but I don't know, it's a bit much. Eh? It's a bit much. This month comes once in a year. You get the most you can, the barakat of this month. You can play all other 11 months. You know, play from morning to night. You know. Try and take full benefit of the month of Ramadan. That's all I have to say. I'll play table tennis in Kerem. And I'll carry on. I'll see you guys. Right. Salaam.
Walaikum salaam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yeah. Here's it from Grumpy Cha-Cha. Please oil your drink that one tablespoon of olive oil, like how you use oil to oil your squeaky parts and everything in your car.
Yeah.
So I think that oil will actually works on the knees in it also.
Yeah, and I learned that when we were in Gaza, you know, this uncle was with us. Every Salah, he used to tell me, why do your knees creak so much? You're such a young man. And he was old and his knees were like, you know, there was no sounds, yeah. And he was like, you need to do this every day. But don't buy the cheap. He used to tell me, don't buy the cheap olive oil. Buy the pure, proper version of it. And then you'll see your knees will not creak the way it does. Right? This, more listeners saying Vaseline instead of petroleum jelly. Yeah, it's an, this one hasn't come through. Boil the kettle. We had that one. Better bread. Taleli bread.
Taleli bread.
Taleli bread. Okay, another one is come and eat finish. When mommy's cross, come and eat finish.
No.
I forgot. Here's another one. Oh, I forgot. Then she promoted to... Wait, my earphones just died. Can you hear me? I forgot. Then she promoted to barred. What's barred? Oh, earlier on, the listener was saying bajar in bajar ni roti instead of bread. Then she went to... So she
Bungie Bart.
Yeah, bumpers. Bumpers for speed humps.
I know bumpers. Who is when a guy is talking nonsense or he's lying. You say, check, he's lying. The guys with bumpers here.
Yeah. But who says speed humps? We say speed bumps, don't we?
Yeah.
So, ha, Anissa, if you listen. Right? This says Top Shops for Lens CBD. Mm. Yeah.
Everyone knew there's Top Shops.
Yeah, not back in the not as top as it was when we were. When we were young, sadly. But yeah, we got a... How long? 2 minutes. Okay, we got to end it there. So, Jazakallah Khair, tomorrow we'll have a choice for you on Tuesday. We leave it there. And Bam, you need to say the winner.
So the winner for the BN chat is Farzana Sabji. She has sent her numbers. We're just going to check those numbers because I think a few of these numbers have been repeated. So,
yeah.
I'll just recheck those numbers again.
So, for Zana Sabji winning the Dawood's Mega Store Beyond Chat, 500 in voucher, and in that process,
four alims
will also get that, inshallah. Top stuff. And Waja is spinning the wheel of the tablet of turbulence. And he's going to choose a winner as well. And he will contact them, inshallah, to let them know about their Total Energies voucher or prize that they have won, inshallah.
We will contact them in due time, inshallah.
Inshallah. So from Mawlana Muhammad Baham, Ahmed Waja, and myself, Ijaz, for today, it's Assalamu alaikum.
Rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh.